The next matter on today's calendar is the admission on motion of lawyers to the Bar of Ohio. Our procedure will be as follows. I'll ask the presenter to please come forward when I call your name. Please tell us why the applicant that you're representing would make an excellent lawyer in Ohio. We ask the applicant to please rise when you are being introduced so that we can identify you. And for the presenter, we'd like to hear a little bit about you, your firm, your association, whatever that may be. At the end of the presentations, I'll ask all of the applicants to come forward, and at that time, Justice Pfeiffer will administer the oath of office. First presenter is Robert Morgan.
Thank you, Your Honor, and Justices of the Court. My name is Robert Morgan. I am an attorney with Porter Wright Morrison Arthur, and I'm here to present to the bar, for admission to the bar, David Deem Amsbury, who is a partner at Bales, Craig, and Yon in Huntington, West Virginia, where he also lives. I've known David for 12 years. He and I went to law school together, studied a lot together. I admire his intellect and also his character. He's been actively involved in legal aid and similar associations and in his community, and I think he would make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Next presenter is Constance Nearhood.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. My name is Constance A. Nearhood, and I'm a Senior Assistant Attorney General with the Ohio Attorney General's Office in the Healthcare Fraud Section. And today I am presenting for admission to the Ohio State Bar, Peter Adam Angelus. And he is an attorney from the Detroit, Michigan. He is a graduate of the University of Detroit Law School and currently has his own firm along with his partner, Mr. Alexander. They practice workers' compensation cases and also insurance defense cases, and he has been with that firm and is also a former Special Assistant Attorney General for the state of Michigan and has been very active in the Hellenic Bar Association as well as the Michigan State Bar Association, and I feel he would be an excellent candidate for admission to the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Floyd A. Ramsire.
Mr. Chief Justice, Justices, I'm Floyd Ramsire from Antwerp, Ohio, where it's Paulding County. Last year, this court came up and visited our county and heard arguments. And I want to say that it's nice to be in your house this morning. I'm here to recommend Mike Cook as an attorney for admission to the Ohio Bar. I practice in Ohio, have since 1972. I've been admitted in the state of Indiana since 1978. I maintain an office, part-time office in Fort Wayne, Indiana. My main office is in Antwerp, Ohio. I first came to know Mr. Cook as an associate in a law firm in the office where I share space. I know him to be hardworking. He has since left that firm, and he has been in practice privately, and presently he is in-house counsel for a corporation that does business in Ohio and in Indiana and in Georgia. And I believe he would be an excellent candidate for admission. He has been in practice for 18 years. So he is an experienced person, and he would be a good candidate for admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Gregory Lodge.
Thank you, Your Honor. Chief Justice Brown, Justices. My name is Greg Lodge. I'm a lawyer with Shoemaker, Lupin, Kendrick in Toledo. I'm here today to present Paul Martin Feudas for admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Paul has been a member of the Bar of Illinois in good standing for 18 years now, since the early 1990s. He's a graduate of John Marshall College of Law in Chicago. He was an in-house corporate attorney with Dana Corporation for over 15 years, and he's hoping to obtain a similar position at this time. He recently passed the federal patent bar examination. It's been my privilege to know Paul on a personal and a professional level for 15 years. Paul is a devoted father of six. He's a man of honor. He's a lawyer of integrity. I believe he will be a very good asset to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Charles Rocky Saxby.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. If it please the court, my name is Charles Saxby. I'm a member of the law firm of Chester, Wilcox, and Saxby here in Columbus, Ohio. It's my privilege to present Willard Wardell Hill, Jr. For admission to the bar. Mr. Hill should be well known to this court as he is one of the Katrina lawyers who came to Ohio after the devastation in Louisiana in his hometown of New Orleans. He is currently on the staff of the Fourth District Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. He's a graduate of the University of Michigan. He served while he was in Ohio on the staff of the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office, served with distinction, was active in the community, and is looking forward to returning to the state of Ohio and Cuyahoga County to pursue his practice. He's a fine man. I've come to know him through his trials and tribulations. He's been courageous and has persevered. He'll be an excellent addition to the bar of the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Colleen Kilbert.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice Brown and fellow justices. My name is Colleen Kilbert, and I am a sole practitioner in Toledo, Ohio. And I'm pleased to present Kenneth Kilbert for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Ken has been a respected member of the Pennsylvania bar since 1981. After 25 years of successful practice, private practice in Pittsburgh, he came to Ohio in 2006 to teach at the University of Toledo College of Law, where he has become a respected member of the faculty and community. As his wife of 28 years, I cannot say that Ken is without flaws, but I can say that he is an excellent, experienced lawyer who possesses outstanding character, fitness, and moral qualities. He is also a wonderful husband and father. I am confident that Ken will be a respected member of the Ohio Bar as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Teresa von Sassen.
Thank you, Your Honor. Chief Justice, Justices, I'm here on behalf of Matthew Langhouse to present him as a member of the Ohio State Bar. I've known Matt for many years. We both grew up in the big city of Ottoville, Ohio. And when you grow up in a small community, you get to know each other very well. We continue to know each other through those connections we made back in Ottoville. Matt graduated from the University of Toledo School of Law in 2000. He's been a prosecuting attorney in Michigan for 8 years and in private practice for 2 years since. I've always known him to be hardworking, honest, and to have those good old values of Northwest Ohio. And I believe he would make an outstanding addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Next presenter is David Cadella.
Chief Justice, Justices, good afternoon. I am here today to present my partner, Robert Long. He's a partner with me at the law firm of Littler Mendelson. Bob is a 1979 graduate of the Harvard Law School, and after graduating from law school, practiced for 24 years with the law firm of Seyfarth Shaw in Chicago. He's been a member of the Illinois Bar for 30 years, and he joined Littler 7 years ago. Over the course of his career, he's developed a reputation as one of the nation's premier labor attorneys. He has a national practice, is very well respected. We're very honored to have him as a member of our firm, and I am honored to present him and will personally attest that he will be an excellent addition to the roles of the State Bar of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is W. Ashley Hess.
Good afternoon. I'm Ashley Hess. I'm a member of the law firm Greenbaum, Dahl, and McDonald in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am presenting Mark Lloyd for admission to the Ohio Bar today. Mark has been licensed to practice law in the state of Kentucky since 2001. He has been working and associated with our law firm since 2003. I can tell you that he's extremely hardworking. He's very honest. And I am very proud to call him a fellow member of my law firm, and I would like to present him for admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Ray H. Stess, Jr.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, Justices. My name is Ray Stess. I am an attorney from Louisville, Kentucky with the firm of Nash, Stess, and Chavan. I was licensed to practice in Ohio in 1987, where I practiced in Warren County, and I've been licensed in the Commonwealth of Kentucky since 1989. I'm here today to present for admission Clay Malone Stevens. Clay is a graduate of the University of Kentucky with a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. He had a stint of about 5 years where he worked at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton as a software engineer. He attended the University of Kentucky Law School, where he graduated in 1995. He clerked for Judge Thomas Russell in the Western District, United States District Court for the Western District of Kentucky. Moved to Louisville in 1997. And is currently with the firm of Miller, Thompson, and Simpson, where he practices primarily civil litigation. He does primarily defense work, and I do mostly plaintiff's work, and I've had plenty of cases with Clay, and I know that he would be an excellent addition to the Ohio Bar, and he's a well-respected litigator. He is aggressive, he's honest, so I think that he would be a excellent addition to the bar, and I would appreciate your admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Next presenter is Dennis Consilla.
Chief Justice Brown, fellow justices, my name is Dennis Consilla. I am a partner in the law firm of Carlisle, Patchen & Murphy here in Columbus, Ohio. It is my honor today to present to the court Gary M. Suretsky. Mr. Suretsky is a distinguished lawyer for over 30 years from the state of Michigan. His law firm there, Suretsky, Hart, Michaels & Gold, enjoys a national reputation in the area of securities litigation and regulation. Together with myself, Gary is a member of the Securities Industry Financial Markets Compliance and Law Division. I've known him for over 20 years as an adversary, as a co-counsel, and as a friend. I recommend him highly for admission to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Next is Megan Bailey.
N- May it please the court. My name is Megan Bailey, and I'm an attorney with Porter Wright Morris and Arthur here in Columbus. It's my great privilege to present Kendra Lee Smith for admission to practice of law in Ohio. Kendra graduated from Monmouth College, now Monmouth University, in 1992, and the Thomas M. Cooley School of Law in 1994. After being admitted to the New Jersey and Pennsylvania state bars, she initially practiced criminal law in New Jersey before moving to Pennsylvania, where she worked for 11 years for Burns, White, and Hickton in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, four of those years as a partner. Upon leaving Burns, White, and Hickton, she joined Smith Butts, LLC, headquartered in South Point, Pennsylvania, as an equity partner and serves as head of the railroad department of the firm. I met Kendra this year. She is a person of excellent moral character, and I know she will make a great addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. And our final presenter is John L. Woodard.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice and Justices of the Court. My name is John Woodard. I am a partner with the law firm of McDonald, Illig, Jones, and Britton in Erie, Pennsylvania, and an Ohio licensed attorney. May it please the Court, it's my pleasure to move for the admission by motion of Mr. Roger Taft to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Taft is a Phi Beta Kappa graduate of Williams College and a graduate of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Mr. Taft earned his Juris Doctor degree at Georgetown University and served as a law clerk to United States District Judge William W. Knox. Mr. Taft is currently a partner and a principal trial lawyer at McDonald, Illig, Jones, and Britton. As a member of the Pennsylvania and New York bars, Mr. Taft is one of the most highly regarded trial attorneys in Pennsylvania. His honors and distinctions are many, including election to the American College of Trial Lawyers and three consecutive years as a named Pennsylvania super lawyer. It's been my privilege to have known Mr. Taft for nearly 11 years. Mr. Taft represents the very best of the legal profession. He not only exhibits the highest ethical and professional standards, but inspires those through his commitment and hard work. I therefore move without reservation for Mr. Taft's admission to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move the admission of the applicants.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The applicants will all please come forward at this time. Please stop at the first step, if you will. And the oath will be administered by Justice Pfeiffer.
Would you raise your right hand and during the administration of the oath, you will be asked to swear. If you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. Now, if you will repeat after me, I, and state your name.
I hereby swear. Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court,
in my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court,
I will conduct myself with dignity.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
And civility.
And civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect for judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients.
Fellow professionals.
Fellow professionals.
And all other persons.
And all other persons.
I will honestly,
faithfully,
and competently, discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to all of you. On behalf of my colleagues on the Supreme Court and the Bar of Ohio, welcome to the Ohio Bar. Your introduction to the court by your colleagues tells us that you are a lawyer of good standing and of good character. And the oath that you have just taken tells us that you pledge to uphold the law and the ethical standards of the legal profession. These are the minimum expectations, ones that we now know you will far exceed. Once again, congratulations and good luck to all of you. Marshal, please adjourn the court.